You're on Daf Nun Ches Amid Aleph. Let us just again go over quickly the Gemara's Kasha. We had in the Mishnah, Neisei Socher Einim Mishalim, that by Hegdish, there's no din Tashlumim for Hashem HaSocher. Chomilei Rav Yosef Bachama L'Rabbe. Kanan, Neisei Socher Einim Mishalim. We learned in our Mishnah, Hashem HaSocher does not pay Hegdish. Remini Aleph Yu Akasha. We learned at the Sefte, Asoicher Esapoyel Lishmer Esaporus. Rashi learns, we're speaking about Gizbor Shal Hegdish, Sosochar Poyelim Mishal Hegdish. We have to know how this was done. It's Moy Shal Hegdish. So how does it become Nishalo, the Mois, by That's a diyun. But let's go into the etzem b'raise. Aseicher esapoyel lishmer esapore. The gizba hayet apoyel to watch a por adumem, lishmer esatinek, lishmer esazroim, ein noisnim loy tzchar Shabbos. So if he's a schir yoim and he's hired every day, so for Shabbos, you can't pay him. There's a issa of schar Shabbos, to take schar for a pula done in Shabbos. Zera otu mekach hamemka. Lefichach, so since you will not pay him for that what he's doing on Shabbos, ein achayish Shabbos olof. So if something happens to the pora, to the tinik, to the zroim, he's not responsible. Because he's not a Shem HaSoch, he wasn't paid for the Shmira that he had done on Shabbos. Hoya Schir Shabbos, what if he was hired for the whole week, wasn't a Schir Yom, Schir Chodesh for the whole month, Schir Shana for the whole year, Schir Shvua for the whole Shemitah. So even though he's getting paid for Shabbos also, but since this is Bahavlo, so then we pay him for what he's doing on Shabbos also. So on Shabbos he's a Shem HaSochah. So therefore he's, whatever happens on Shabbos, he's responsible, he's a Shem HaSochah. My love, so what does that mean, Achayish Shabbos Olov? The Shalom, that if something happens, he'll pay. So we have a problem. Now, Mishnah, it says, Hashem HaSochel does not pay. And here it seems to Hegdish. And here it seems that he does pay. So the Gemara says, Loi lahafsit schorek. No, you don't pay. Something happens, you don't pay to Hegdish. That's our Mishnah. But if something happens on Shabbos, so he won't get paid for that day. Because lahafsit schorek. So the Gemara says, Yehochi Reisha Diktoni Ein Achaye Shabbos Olov. So what is Pshat in the Reisha? Ein Achaye Shabbos Olov. Ochinami de Lahavsit Schore. Here he doesn't lose his Schiris. Umi Yisle Shchar Shabbos. Didn't have any Schiris. Diktoni Ein Noisno Loi Shchar Shabbos. So Kochor, you have to say that Ein Achaye Shabbos Olov means he doesn't have to pay. If something happens, he's not responsible to pay. So, and the Mishnah says, Hashem HaSocher is potter. Tishtik. So, Rabbi did not know what to answer. Omar lei midi shmielach boho. Did you hear something on this kasha? Omar lei hochi Omar Rabsheshes b'shakono miyodai. It's speaking about in the Kimte that they made a Kenyan Suda that with the Shomer, that the Shomer is Mechayiv himself to pay if something will happen. So Mamela, so then he's not responsible als Chiyuvei Shoimrem, because Hegdish is Nismayev from Dinei Shoimrem, but Al Kaponim, they made it between themselves. That means the Shoimer was Machayev himself to Hegdish, that if something happens, he'll pay. So the Chiyuv is not Midinei Shoimrem, the Chiyuv is because of the Kinyan Suda that was made. Rabbi Yochanan also said this teretz. Let us just see the end of Rashi's on the sugya. B'shekonim miyodoy, shim yekalko shmirosoy yishalek. He made a hischaimis with Kinyan Suda, Shem Yekalko Shmirosi Yishalem. Ho Vadai Yishalem. This is the chest to pay. Shrei Hoirid Atzmai Lekach. He was masking to this. Vishibed Nechosov. Dachsame, that's what Rashi says. Vishibed Nechosov. Rashi means, because like this, if you'll make a Kinyan Suda, that a person says he'll pay something, that's l'cheira kinyan dvorim. There's no, you can't make a kinyan on what he's going to do. He's obligating himself to do something, to give him money. That's l'cheira kinyan dvorim. So that's why Rashi says, hoirid atzmai l'shabid nechosov, the intent of the Maisa Kinyan was to be Mishabed is Nechosim. He was Mishabed and Nechosim, which is a Kinyan moment that the Nechosim are Mishubed if these Dvorim will become the Skalkul, so they're Mishubed to pay for them. That is Lechere Chat Nerashe. The Mephoshim ask Akashe, why do you need a Kinyan Suda, we're speaking about Hegdish, there's a klal, Amirose Legavoya, Kimisirose Lehedyatome. That means the Amira. So if the Shema says he's going to pay Hegdish, automatically he's chayiv to pay Hegdish. Don't need a Maisa Kinyan. I saw the Yellow Sashacha brings down from the Sameach, that the Sameach says, it would seem, on the din of Amirosa Ligvoye, one could be shoyel on the Amira, and then he's not mechuyev. Achayish Shabbos Olov, it would seem that he is responsible, and he can't avoid this responsibility. Sakoch, there was a Maisek Inyan. If the whole Inyan was only Amirosa Ligvoye, this is an obligation which can be dissolved if you shoyel on the Amira. Let us see Taisfis. Omar Rabbi Yechanin v'shekonei miyodai. V'im taima de bepeir kapoilim tone masne shemachinam liyois kishoyel lishayu ba'onsim. That means if a shemachinam obligates himself that if an oinus will happen, he'll be responsible to pay. So he's mechuyev. Uporich b'may masne b'dvorim. Some say he said he's going to pay. That he's not obligated by some say saying he's going to pay. Umishani omar shmul b'shekonu miyodai. They made a kinyan suda. Abyechanan omar afilu teima loikonu miyodai. You don't have to say it's speaking about the Maida Kinyan Suda. Bahu hano the Kamehemen lay, that what he trusts him, Gomar Mishabed Nafshe. So Lechaira Taisvis understood. What does that mean, the hano, the Kamehemen lay? That means that if someone gives over his chayfets, Reuven gives over his chayfetz to Shimon to watch. So there is a trust that Reuben trusts Shimon. He's giving over the chayfetz to watch. That is a hana, that is a covet to Shimon, that Reuben trusts him with his chayfetz. So memele, so hana is either shavet kesef, sal koponim, so you don't have to make an akimtim. There was a suda, that alone that he gives him to watch, he's being mahanahim. So memele, for this ano, the shaymer is mishabed himself, more chiyuvim than he'd normally be mechuyiv. Now, who is the man the Omar that said this tiktoire? Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't have to say konu miyodoi. It's not necessary. By Shomrim, that alone that he trusts him and gives him over the chayfetz to watch, that alone is kilu gave him shove kesef, and that alone can create a shibud. And here, in our sugya, Rabbi Yochanan says konu miyodoi. So that's Taisvis Kashi. So Taisvis Kashi is, Rabbi Yochanan of all people does not have to say konu miyodoi. He could say the way the Gemara says later in Daf Tzadik Dal. Yeshloima, so Taisvis answers, the hocha, the potter, afilu mishvue. Here is potter afilu from a shvue. Loi mishabed nafshei v'loi kinyin. So here you need a kinyin. Over there, masne shem echinam liyos kishoyim. So there the shem echinam, without the new hischayves, hischayv al kaponim ha-shvue. So there, hano can increase the hischayves. Not only is Yichayev HaShvua Shalei Posha, Yichayev Tashlumim when it was Nenas. But over here by Hegdish, he's not Mechayev anything. So here, Hano cannot make this Yichayev. The Ayelus HaShachar is Ma'irah, the Svar is difficult to understand. What is Pshat and Taisvah? So the Ayelus HaShachar wants to say as follows, that Be'emesin Masne Hashem Achinam is Mechuyiv to swear Loi Posha. So that means, let us say, if there's an Oynes happened, he has to swear Shaloi Posha. But if he won't want to swear, so he'll have to pay. So Be'etzim, every Shema Chinam already has a potential Ischaivis Anonsim. That means if he won't swear Shalei Posha, he's Mechuyiv to pay in everything. He's Mechuyiv to pay. He has to be Mevara Shalei Posha. And without being Mevara, he has to pay in everything. So before anything, there is a potential ischaivis an onsin if he won't swear. So memele, so here the hano is only accomplishing, here the hano is only accomplishing that afilu he does swear, he also will have to pay. So memele, so that hano is not making a new chiyuv teshlumi. It's making that there's a chiyuv teshlumi. I feel like one is where Shalei Posha. But a chiyuv teshlumim an oinsim there was before already. So memele, so therefore hano helps. But over here, since he's potter to swear, he's no chiyuv whatsoever. So hano to create a chiyuv teshlumim, period. That means without this, with this ischaivus, he is not here whatsoever. So memela, that hano doesn't help. Nachamo, by Masne Shem Achinam li Yiskishoyel. So Ashem Achinam has a potential ischaibus anonsum also. That means Kozman, he doesn't swear he's mechuyif to pay. Whatever happens, he's mechuyif to pay. You swear like posha, you potter. That means he has a responsibility on everything. Kozman, he's not mevarer that loy posha. So the responsibility is here before any maisekinya. No, he has a way to avoid the responsibility. So the ischaivis is that I won't take this loophole. So I won't take this loophole of swearing loy posha. So memela I'm chayv on everything. So this ischaivis, you don't need a konu miyodoy. Afilu, that he was mahanem is enough to create such a ischaivis. Because the potential chiyuv and tashlumim is there before we made the ischaivis. Now he could avoid it through swearing. So, and that Rav Yochanan was machadish by he ano to come hemele goma mishabed nafshe. Masha enkein by us, by hegdish, there's no chiyuv of shvuah. It's nothing. So that means whatever happens with it, he's potter. So now we want to create that there should be a chiyuv tashlumim. And that you need a real maisa. Kinyan has no, it's not sufficient. Inami, Taisa says, maybe we're learning Bechlal wrong pshat in the whole Gemara over there. Hosam, kivin shemeschayev kishoyel. That means not every shomer has a know that he was chosen by the mafki to be a shomer, so we see his trust. No, that Gemara is speaking about masne shemechinom liyos kishoyel. Svurim ha'oy, so now he's chayiv ba'onzim. Now, svurim ha'oylam shehishaloy. If he's chayiv ba'onzim, they don't know all the nitty-gritties. They think he's chayiv kishoyl, so they think he lent it to him. So now we have to understand. He had a brand new Cadillac, and he gave it over to him, and he's chayiv altsashoyl, and so people think he lent him the Cadillac. Now, he lent him this brand new Cadillac. That's prestigious. He trusted him to, which is Nishkis Leigen, Nishkis Leigen, just told him to watch it. But Al Koponim, since his responsibilities are Kishoyel, so there is a understanding, a mistaken understanding by people that he is a shell. He's hired by Unsim, so Mamela Mistameh, that Mistameh is a shell. So he was trusted to be a shell. So it's only a din meyuchid by matne shemachinam liyus kishoy. Lishmoyer hazoyim. Now, we're speaking about, Rashi said, it's speaking about a sode in shviyis, and the tvua grew from svichim, and we need this tvuah for the oimer, the shtei alechem. Now, theoretically, without the shomer, shviyis is hefker. Everyone goes and takes whatever they want. So there won't be any ktziras oimer this year. Everyone's going to take for themselves. There won't be. So that's why they made the shomer. They made the shomer to make sure that, that no one should cut from this field. This field will be used for the tool from this field will be used for Ktsira Saima, for Shtei Alechem. For Taisves, Vim Taima, Vahayach, Muta Loima, Kivin Shashaima, since it is being watched and protected, and we are not letting anyone take it, Oksiv, Mimashki Yisrael, Min Hamuta Li Yisrael. Says all kabbonis, there's a condition. You can only give on the mizbeach something which a yid is allowed to eat. Something that a yid is not allowed to eat, you can't put it on the mizbeach. Well, for a yid, mizbeach it's good enough. That's mimashki Yisrael. It's not like that. You can only give something on the mizbeach, something that is mutter liyisrael. Vidar shinam. Na agavuch, it's a machlekes harishayim, but al kaponim, we're learning this taisvis. Ves invei nizirecha loivsit leisivtzer. So this taisvis learns pshat. Invei nizirecha leisivtzer means that the anovim that were nifrash from people to take their shomo leisivtzer, you're not allowed to cut them, allowed to take them. Mina meshume yata boitza, about the boitza mina hefka. Mash meda also, so Taisvis understood that this pasuk is telling us that if something was shomu bishviyas, it's also to eat. Now if it's also to eat, so it's a shekel hamais over here. So you're protecting a field, you're preventing people from going into this field, so then it's shomu. So it's also bachil, and we're going to use this tvua for the ima. Dosem liket mina mishuma. V'chiteima enei osa ki im livtzer. Maybe the pasuk means this oifen of ktsire is also that such a ktsire is also. Avim ovar ubotso shori lechel. It's, you're learning wrong pshat and pasuk. The pasuk means you shouldn't cut it the way you normally cut anovim. That is also. But if you cut it lamaise, it's muta. So there's no isa chefze on the anovim. So there's no isa chefze on the tvue. So mamele, you'll have to bring it for kovasoima. So Taisi says, no, ha'afilu mina hefker osa livtzer, the betzire told the ktzir, ki debi nebereish mayit kon. So Taisi says, no, that's zichan apshat and posik. To make a normal betzire in shviyas is not miyuchid dafke by something that shamu. Ha'afilu hefker osa, you're not allowed to make a normal betzire. You have to make with a shinui, al shviyas. So, if there's a besondere iser an inwein iserech ha-kochach, it's not on the meise b'zire, it's on the etzem machol is also to eat. V'shloim ha-shloya moicha la'olam milikav. So, Taisvi says, it wasn't really shomo. Akshoya maidin sheyichtom la'ima. Ma'atzman hoyu nimnoim milikach. So Taisvi says it wasn't a real shmira. Wasn't a real shmira. He just told them, you know, we want to use this for the Omer and need them very understandable and cooperative. Oh, we want to use it for the Omer. They went away. Ayelis HaShachar is a big problem. So we have a Baraisa over here. The Baraisa says that if he's getting paid for this, Achiyusan Olof, so he's Chayiv Al-Shem Asochel. So what is he Chayiv Al-Shem Asochel? He's not allowed to prevent anyone from going in. He just, so if we're speaking about a Pshia, that means he's supposed to be standing there and tell everybody, you know, but we want to use this for the Oima, and everyone understands. This he has to say, whenever he sees someone coming, he tells them his pisgum, and then so forget. And if he didn't say it, he's a peshe. That'll be very good. But the Baraisa is saying, he's chayv on Gneva Vaveda. Gneva Vaveda, Hashem Esochus, with the Gneva Vaveda, he's not allowed to prevent someone from, number one, it's hefke. He's not allowed to stop someone from taking it. He's just informing him, so the Yalos HaShachar says problems understanding the way Taisvis says Pshat, and this Shomer, so it's a little difficult to understand, so what's the Chiv Neva Vavedai over here? Zak the Gemara Vaita, Rab Shimon Naima, we hear in the Mishnah, Kodshim Shechayiv Bachiyusam Yesh Lahen Eino. So that means that we hear there's no eino lehegdish. So if it's chayiv b'chiyusam, he said arei olai. So it's a dovah ha'goyrim lamomim. Salochakli is considered that it belongs to him. It doesn't belong to Agdish, since he has the responsibilities over this, so it's considered like it's his. Shaynechai bach yusam, ein lehameino. Fine. Tani tana kamei de Rabbi Yitzchak Barabbas. Someone said over a baraisa in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Barabbas. The baraisa is very difficult to understand. The baraisa says as follows. Kochim shechayev. Now this baraisa is speaking about achiv osham by shvus hapikodin. So the din is shvus hapikodin means I'm makrish, let's say Reuven gave over to Shimon hapikodin. And Shimon is makrish, you never gave it to me. And then he swears, you never gave it to me. And then he's moide, you did give it to me. So then he brings this achiv osham. He said, he was moide, he swore false, and he was moide. So then he brings an osham. So now, this paraisa says as follows. Kochim shechayev bachiyusam. Chayev, she's chayev an osham. He became a shame, he was makrish, and he swore, and then he was moide. Zivitz chayev bachiyusam is chayev, shani koire behem, bashem bekichesh. This is advar Hashem, this is kochim, so there's a chayev. V'she'enoi chayev bachusam potter. If he's not, kochim that's not chayev bachusam is potter. Shani koire behem, bamisoi bekichesh. So, Pasha, looking at the words, it seems to say as follows, that if it belongs to Hashem, so then there's a chiyuv osham. If Hashem zeglus, if it belongs to a person, there's no chiyuv osham. Bamisa v'kichesh. Shani kayyadam bamisa v'kichesh. There's no chiyuv osham. Omar lei, he told them, such a baraisa, klape lei, let's see in which direction we're going, ibcha mistavra. Now let us see Rashi. Said Rashi, Tani Tane, the Nishvus HaPekodim, Hashem Gzeles, Kochim Shabaylim Chayom Bach Yusam, Kigoy, the Omar Harei Olai, a person said Harei Olai, V'Hifrisham, he was Mafrish this, he's going to use this Behime for a Kol. V'Hifkidon Lozet, and he gave it a Pekodim, the Kippur, the Kofar, He was koifer. V'nishba, he swore that you never gave it to me. Then v'hoide, chayiv kol mishur. That's if he's chayiv b'chiyusim, shani koire ben b'shem b'kichesh, pasal kedaita. Tam d'chiyuve, why is there a chiyuv oshem? Mishum dehen shel gavoya. Since it belongs to gavoya, Karinem Bahu Umolo Mal Bashem Bekichesh. Since he's Chayu Bachais, an initial Gavoya, so there's a Chiyev, because it says Umolo Mal Bashem Bekichesh. If it's Bashem Bekichesh, there's a Chiyev. V'she'en Chayovim Habaylem Bachiyusam Potah Hanishba, Shani Koyri Behen Vamisei Bekichesh, Bipnei Shein Kruyin Shalamisei, since it belongs to Amisoi, but Amisoi Potter, the Binam Bashem. So he told them, such a baraisa klape, laya, klape, heichon, hadova noitu, in which direction are you going? Laya, heicha, kegoin. Moses and Brochis, chatzvi, lenaro, if you have a kli cheres sholem, you'll take it to a river so you can go in. Use it to take water out of the river because it's shalom. Kigani, if you have a broken kli cheres that doesn't hold any water, why, where will you take it? It's not usable. So now, ipche mistavre. Kol hadvorim nirem hepech. Whatever you said, the svar is mamish pnitfakeh. You said, Chayiv Bach Yusoi is called Hashem. That's why you're Chayiv. Shein Chayiv Bach Yusoi is called Amisim. That's why you're Potter. So he says, L'cheiret Spungfakel. The Shein Chayiv Bach Yusom, Hashem Nino. That's called Hashem. Tzvei Mishe Chayiv Bach Yusom. If you want to say that shel gavoya is chaye, ule poitre b'shel hedi, kach oyeloi loima. Kochim shechaye b'achiyusam, that's hedyet. Poto, shani kaire ben b'amisoi, v'kichish. Shaini chaye b'achiyusam chaye, shani kaire ben b'ashem v'kichish. You say pumfakel. Va'oid, you're saying, when it's Bashem, then there's a chiyuv. When it's Amisa, there's Pota. There's another faker to svarim. That the sibis, that there should be a chiyuv by hedyet more than by hegdish. The hedyet havlil chiyuv itvei. The shem reyekdeishes pturim in ashvu. We see by hegdish there's a lot of pturim. Potem in ashvu, mikola bor yodo. By Hegdish, there's less chiyuv than the Hedyet. So if we want to say that the chiyuv kol mishvu was only in certain cases, so we should say it's by Hedyet, not by Hegdish. You said punfakel. Amalei isme. So he asked him, so it seems I chazed a false paraisis. I should also mishnezu migil sosi. I shouldn't chazed over anymore. It's fine. Amalei, loy, no. Chachi koma. Kochim shechayev b'achiyusam chayev v'yisrabu mebashem v'kichich. Kochim shechayev b'achiyusam yechayev. That means, say it's called amisoi. And even though there's a chelek Hashem there also, this rabbi mashem v'kichich. That means, even though there's a chelek avoya, but since it's called chelek hedyet yechayev. V'sheini chai b'chiyusai potam, the imit me b'amisai v'kichash. It's not hedyet. It's only hegdish. So, Mamel, hedyet yizichani, v'sheini chai b'chiyusai, you are potam. Yismaya osa mishnesu migil, sosi ochi koma. Hai shani kare ben b'shem v'kichesh, loy mashma b'shem v'kichesh, v'loy b'amisoy. Ulechi yuvay mishum shem shal hegdash, al hachikam. Kochim shechay b'ach yusam, chayv kol mishvue, lefi shein shal amisoy. Chay b'ach yusam. Din bos lepotri fi shem shal hegdash, it's hegdash also. Of yosa b'shem v'kichesh, libunya, af im yesh b'em tzad gavoy. Shechay b'ach yusam potri fi shein kare b'hem, because I need by mise, I would like to mention the Ha'oreh before we go further. It comes out the Maskonas HaGemara is that Kochim Shechai Bach Yuson. So it's considered Momen Hedyet, because he's Chayiv Bachai, he's Chayiv Momen Ki Momen Domi, even though there's a Chaylik Bashem there, but that's also, there's a Chiyiv of Shvus HaPekodim and Osham. Masha Enkein by Kochim Shein Chayiv Bach Yusom, so there it's not Amisoi. It's not Amisoi at all. You need Amisoi, and it's not Amisoi, it's a Mamele Yehuda. We had mentioned around a week ago, Rav Ber says that, he said there are two miutim by Kefal. There's one miut of Yishalem Shnayim L'Reyeyu, Poloi L'Hagdish. There's another miut for Gunav Mibeis Ha'ish, Loi Mibeis Hagdish. So we have two miyutim and kefal. So Rav Ber brings down from Rav Chaim that the two miyutim we need as follows. Yishalem Shnayim L'Reyeyu is speaking about if a person stole from Bedek Abayis. So there it does not belong to Reyeyu, it belongs to Bedek Abayis. So therefore that's the miyut Yishalem Shnayim L'Reyeyu. But if one steals a korban, so that's called reyeyu, because really the korban belongs to the Baal HaKorban. It's his. It's his lekapore. The problem is, it's the gunav mi base ha'ish, it's not called Bershusai since it's Kaddish, but it's called Shaloi. So if we only have a miyut of Yishalom Shnaim le'ayur abor ber says, so if you steal a korban, you pay kefil to the Baal HaKorban. It's my korban. It belongs to me. It's Kaddish, but it's mine. It's mine lekapore. So therefore, I don't understand why it's not called Amisoi. If it's called Reyeyo, why isn't it called Amisoi? Rashi says over here in the Gemara, I mean, that's what the Rashi Nechai B'chishon Potof Isha, Ani Koyre Behen Lematon Be'amisoi V'kichesh V'ochelek Amisoi. It's not Amisoi. It's not V'kichesh Be'amisoi. V'imed Ma'amisoi V'kichesh. Let's go a little further. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, we hear in the Mishnah, Afa Meicher, Sefer Torah, Ein Lei Aino, Lefi She'ein Keitz L'Domeo. You can't really evaluate the Sefer Torah, Ein Keitz L'Domeo. Beheimo Umagolius, Ein Lehem Aino. Nesha Odom Reitze L'Zavgo. Because a person always wants a pair. If he has one behemoth, we'll see in Rashi, if he has one behemoth, so he needs a other behemoth that's equivalent to this behemoth to be chayrish. If they're not equivalent, one is a strong behemoth, the other is a weak behemoth, so this is mekalkel, his good behemoth. So you have to pair them up. So when you look, let's say Reuven has Behema Aleph, but he needs another Behema to be a pair to Behema Beis. He needs a Behema Beis that's a pair to Behema Aleph. If he can't pair it up, so the Behema Aleph is also not worth to him the, how much it should be worth. So if he's overcharged for Behema Beis, snapshot is, well, Behema Beis, to him, Behema Beis is, when he gets Behema Beis, he's getting Behema Aleph also. He's getting now the full value of Behema Aleph. So Memela, so it's worth more, to him it's worth more than a Pasha to Behema, because it has this quality that through this Behema he can use properly his first Behema. So that's why we'll see, so if he was overcharged, it's not called overcharged. And the same thing by a Magolis, if you have two stones in a setting, so that the second stone beautifies the first stone. So it's pshat is that, so it's worth more. You can't look at it as a single stone, even though he purchased a single stone. But this single stone enhances the whole setting because it's a pair to these other stones he has already. So if he was overcharged, it's not called he was overcharged. Amulai. So Mamela, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said by these three things. As I tell this, a chesbun of Ein Keitz L'Domeo. And by these two, by the second two things, Abhema Magolius, Odom Reutzel, Zabgom, so Mamela, their value escalates because of this potential that they have, that they're enhancing that what he has already. Amru Loi Valei Hakel Odom Reutzel, Zabgom, it's not only by Abhema and by Magolius, everything you have, this Maila of the Zavgum. Rabbi Yehuda, Hani Cheshivilei. This is Choshev. That means, this is very Choshev. It's very important. So this raises the value of the price. Mahani Le Cheshivilei. Va'at Kamo. So how much do we say there's no way no? Amar Meima Ad Kedei Demeim. That means till double the price, till double the price. I mean, let's say if he has one behemoth that's worth $1,000. Now the second behemoth is charging him $2,000. So till $2,000, it's called he's paying him a fair price because with the second behemoth, he's getting the first behemoth.
So that's also considered, so it's taka worth. It's taka worth. He's getting a value of $2,000. Over $2,000, then there's a dinaino. Tanya, Rab Yehuda ben Pseira Oima, Afa Meicher, Sus, Visayev, Bechatitim, Bemochome, Englehem, Eino. Amir de Kezachech, when the middle of a Mochome, and someone goes and sells someone else a sus, or a spear, or a sword, or a shield, there's no Eino, Meshiesh ben Chayi Nefesh. That means now you don't look at the market price. This is chayi nefesh. If this is needed in the mochame, so others want to say here there's no dinat kedei demeyim. Whatever he charges, that's what it's worth. Let's see what Rashi says. Zek Rashi lezavgon mishi esh leisher yofel lacharisha. Mechazer al acher shekamoisoi litzamdoi imoi ba'oil. If he has one good share, so he's searching for another one that will be together. Shamatzmit share cholosh im habori mekalkulas habori. Vechein magoli snoem kad this Rashi on the Rif. The Zavgon, the Zanudim Ramas, Hemagwash, no, he, this Loshnam Rashi, Min Hayechidis. This is more no than a single one. Because each one, so, Hemagwash, no, he, Lamalis, Imchavat, Obezov, Min Hayechidis. Nohimina yechidis, that means that this is when they're a pair, so each one, it's not two yechidim, it's a pair, so it's a, yes, a different chashivis. Chashivi lei vechoviv loi zivugam. Bat kamo loi haveyano kedei demeyem kiflaim. Chatitum mogain vimulchomo besoich amulchome. Yeah.